Now, your phone, your laptop, your TV, and even your office desk, these are all things that can give you back pain. In a world where you never seem to stop using technology these days, the way you use them can be really bad for your health. Not to worry, though, because Beeston chiropractor Alex Newton is here to give you some tips. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, Dean.
What does a chiropractor do? I thought it was all about the back.
Well, the direct translation of chiropractic is done by hand, so that's actually how we deliver the treatment. But chiropractors will treat every joint of the body and look at balance and muscle tone and muscle strength and make sure everything's in line. And in turn, that will stimulate the nervous system because the spinal cord and the nervous system pass through the spine. So if the spine's a bit misaligned, then that can affect the nervous system as well and give you all sorts of funny little strange pins and needles or numbness or muscle weakness around the body.
The specific theme today is technology, and the biggest misnomer, I think, is the word laptop computer, isn't it?
Yes, I think it should be called the portable computer rather than the laptop. It's one of the worst things that we do. And in a day and age of high technology, bearing in mind that our phones these days have more information technology on them than Neil Armstrong used to get onto the moon in his rocket many years ago, that we have to bear in mind that our lives are dominated by technology. Recent research by the British Chiropractic Association revealed that a third of the people that were interviewed reported back or neck related pain as a result of using their technology on a daily basis, and sadly only a fifth of those were actually prepared to do anything about it to reduce the pressure on their spine. So it's quite a worrying thought, because our computers and phones are dominating our lives so fundamentally at the moment.
I get the laptop thing, because sitting on at an armchair with a laptop computer on your knee and you're kind of leaning over it, I can completely see how that could be bad for your back. But what about a tablet or a mobile phone? Can they have implications too?
Have you ever seen the children using their mobile phones and their laptops at the moment? They have them, their tablets at the moment. They have them on their laps and their head is completely forward flexed. So almost their chin is touching onto their chest, and the amount of stress and strain on the base of the skull and the muscles all the way down the back of the neck into the shoulders is potentially going to cause problems for those children in later life. And it's the length of time that they're being used as well that we need to be more concerned about. So we need to try and encourage people to correct their posture and reduce the amount of time by taking micro breaks and getting away from technology. And last week was what we call Chiropractic Awareness Week, and we challenged some of our patients to actually get out and do something completely different than be at the computer or on their phone or on their laptop all the time.
So what sort of problems do you see from people that they present these issues and you diagnose that they've been caused by some overuse of technology?
Everything from headaches, neck, shoulder pain, upper back pain, low back pain, and pains into the pelvis and the hips as well, which can affect their posture. Because if they're, say, for example, they're sitting gaming over, perhaps a lot of people have done that, weather's it's not been particularly good over the bank holidays, so a lot of people have perhaps been indoors a little bit more, perhaps getting on their new computer games or their PlayStations, and sitting to one side rather than sitting more square. We don't really think about our posture when we're engrossed in these technology games, and we can sit there for a number of hours. So what we've tried to do is encourage people to, if they're leaning one way for a few minutes, then perhaps 20 minutes, half an hour later, try and lean the other way. But more importantly, get up and get away from the screen, get away from that technology for a period of time. So we did challenge our patients to get out and do some adventure other than being at those screens.
And did they?
We're waiting. We've got a competition. So okay. I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that many people did manage to get away from that. But it is very tempting, because we contact the world through our laptops and our computers and our phones. It's quite a challenge for people to do that.
How do these symptoms usually present themselves in the first instance? Presumably it's not agonising pain right from the get-go.
Probably a little bit of stiffness, soreness, restriction in movement to start with. And they're signs that we need to just get up and get moving. But the problem is we are so engrossed in what we're doing that you tend to ignore those. And it's not until you stand up and move around that you realise that that stiffness and soreness is actually there. And then it may be the next day when you get out of bed and you realise that actually you've pulled your neck. And did you do it in the night, or did you sleep awkwardly, or was it the fact that you were spending far too long pored over that computer yesterday?
Now, of course, we can't go running off to the doctor or the chiropractor every time you get a little twinge. So what's the golden rule before you should go and seek help?
Well, we normally recommend that prevention is a good start. But ultimately, try and get the joints moving again, some gentle moving from side to side, up and down, rolling the shoulders if it's the neck, turning the head gently from side to side. Using ice packs is always a very good way to reduce any irritation and inflammation. Some people find heat helpful too, but we try not to recommend people go and have hot baths and engorge the area with blood. That tends to make the joints become very stiff and then can go into spasm as they cool down a lot later. But generally keeping moving, by all means take a little bit of painkillers such as a paracetamol or something like that if it's really becoming a major issue. And then we have what we would normally call the 3-day rule. So if things aren't subsiding after 3 days, then it would be an idea to seek professional help and advice to find out if you've done something more fundamental that needs support and further advice.
We're never going to stop people sitting on the sofa using tablets and mobile phones. That's the, you know, no matter what we say today, no matter what horror stories come out, that's not going to stop. So what is the advice, other than getting it moving about? Is there a correct way to sit while you're, if you're using your mobile phone, checking your email for half an hour or so? How would you do that properly?
Probably hold it up more. Your arms are going to get tired, and that's a good sign for you to stop using it as much. If you're using a tablet, perhaps sit reclined along the settee with your knees bent. Put the tablet or lap iPad on a cushion or two, so lift it up. So you're much more in a neutral position, and having your neck and shoulders supported would be much better. And there's little things that you can do to your phone as well. Perhaps put your phone on aeroplane mode or do not disturb mode, particularly during the night, because we're devils for waking up in the night, being disturbed, and looking at our phones as we turn over and go to sleep again. Put the phone on the other side of the room. Put those modalities on. They're all inbuilt into the technology, so you utilise them to the full. And also it means that you get out of bed to switch the alarm off in the morning, which means you're up and ready to go rather than pressing that snooze button a dozen times before you get out of bed in the morning.
I must admit, I've been guilty of sort of having an elbow on the mattress, leaning, looking at my mobile phone with the other hand. That's probably really bad for the back, I'm guessing, as well.
Terrible. That's the sort of thing that you would wake up with the next morning with a really bad neck, because you tend to jam the joints together. You get inflammation and irritation of the joints. You get the muscle spasm. And then ultimately you can trap nerves. Then you start getting pins and needles or numbness and weakness down into the arm. Absolutely detrimental for this type of problem that we see very, very frequently at the clinic, and sadly far too often.
So the three tips, it would seem to me, are don't sit in one place for too long, get up and move.
That's correct.
Secondly, if you're starting to experience pain after 3 days, you should really go somewhere about it.
Yes.
And thirdly, think about your posture as you're using these devices all the time. All right, it's good to have you here. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for the tips. I shall look at my tablet with renewed enthusiasm. Alex, thank you.
Just prop it up. Thank you very much.
On a cushion. I've got my cushion ready. Thank you very much indeed.